Under an intergovernmental agreement, the Cobb Marietta Coliseum and Exhibit Hall Authority would issue the bonds for a new stadium. Then the county would repay the authority. But about a dozen county residents asked Judge Leonard not to validate those bonds. One of them, attorney Tucker Hobgood, argued the agreement is illegal. He says that's because public money is being used to pay for a stadium that will essentially be privately owned.
The Braves have a 41,000-seat stadium with at least 6,000 parking spaces of their own. They have all the rights to the stadium property, the seats, everything. They can rip it out. They have an option at the end to buy 50% of the fair market value. The thing is completely tied down so that we submit it's not a public building. It's not for the public use.
But attorneys for the county and the authority said the intergovernmental agreement is legal. Kevin Moore represents the authority.
The authority has the ability and the power and the authority to lease and license any or all of its facilities to private entities to assure efficient and proper development, maintenance, and operation. Sounds exactly like what we're doing here.
Those who argue the agreement is illegal also subpoenaed Cobb Commission Chairman Tim Lee. On the stand, Lee said all the agreements for the stadium are self-explanatory. And this was Lee's response when asked what public benefit he sees from the bond validation and the intergovernmental agreement.
You asked me if I wanted to offer an explanation. The answer to that is no.
Lee later said he agrees with the public benefits as laid out in a resolution authorizing the stadium project. Judge Leonard said he hopes to issue a decision by the end of the month. If Leonard says issuing the bonds is legal, those intervening plan to appeal. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.